Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. Robert Grady is the author of Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials, third edition. That tells you it's a pretty darn good book. He's president of the Grady Company, G-R-E-D-E, award-winning copywriter, syndicated columnist, and longtime Brain Trust member. Rob Grady, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to talk with you.
And so, also Rebuilding the Brand, that's another one of his books. Hey, Rob, you're going to go old school on us today, aren't you?
I am just talking about the basics of getting people's attention and selling stuff.
How much more old school can it be?
Well, it's not as old school as you might think, Jim, because the fundamentals of writing good advertising copy are fundamentals and stay with us whether we're writing for online website, Facebook ads, or wherever
that's
we want to be.
That's my point. Couldn't we have been talking to people about? I mean, these. I like talking about fundamentals on this show because, as I point out to people, with all the new stuff swirling around us, there's a foundation of fundamentals that have never changed in 10,000 years.
That's pretty much the case. While the tools may change, the use of those tools remains the same.
Right.
How we use them is fundamental. So,
well, we're still trying to reach analog humans who consume things through their eyes and the ears, right?
Even Luddites like you and I, yes.
Exactly. So, all right, what's your first suggestion?
Well, every ad has to have a headline or a way to start, and that goes for publicity as well if you submit a press release. But every advertisement needs a good headline because research shows that about five times as many people read a headline as read the body copy. So I'm a big advocate.
Isn't that something that's probably evolved a little bit over the years? For some reason, I'm a real klutz at headlines. I don't think as materialistically about headlines as I don't think as indexing as I should. You know what I mean? The headline that catches people's attention to make them want to click on it are headlines I don't like.
Well, now you're getting down to.
I'm wrong. I'm admitting for the times we're living in, I'm wrong. I have to have somebody else do this.
Well, you're skipping ahead to my tip number six.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
That's right. Because the best ads really make people stop and think, and I think that's what you're alluding to.
But the headline thing is really important, and when I write a column, I write the headline, but it's a little bit old school, and I do think headlines have changed a little bit, headline writing.
If you think about every television show or movie you ever see, it always starts out with a bang. I mean, every book you read, the first chapter has got to be a grabber.
Right.
If you can grab the reader's attention, if you can grab the watcher's attention with that opening headline or that opening act, you may have them for the rest of the ad.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you put the primary benefit right up front, some sort of a catchy appeal, and always use your name in your headline if it's at all possible. The best... Best copywriters always make sure they put the primary benefit, the name of the company or the product, right in the headline.
Okay, all right. Hadn't thought about
it. The second thought is that leads right to the second thing, and that's sell that primary benefit. Whatever your primary benefit, quality, service, price, whatever it might be, sell it fast because you lose the reader's attention very, very quickly.
And that's another thing that's new, kind of new in too, isn't it? I mean, people used to give you a little more time than they do today.
We all have the attention span of gnats.
Exactly.
We're going to look at that headline, but if it doesn't grab us, we're going to move on.
And never come back. It's almost like if they missed us, we're holding it against them or something.
That's right. You miss them, they're gone. You're not going to get them back. So sell that primary benefit and do it quickly. and sell only one thing in every ad. That's very important. There's only one successful ad campaign in history that's ever sold more than one thing, and that's Miller Lite, less filling taste rate.
And, you know, that's a really good point, and it's a really good advice for salespeople to, when you're closing for something, make sure you're only closing for the most important next thing.
Absolutely.
In other words, if you're calling someone that you want to do business with, but your first goal is to get them to get an appointment with you, don't close for anything except the appointment.
If you're looking at doing it, yeah, absolutely, getting the appointment. It's like having a job interview. The objective is to get the next interview, not the
right.
job
mm-hmm.
interview.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Tip number three is make sure you use lots of facts, because I think it was ad man David Ogilvy once said, the more facts you tell, the more you sell. People want facts. It leads to a logical conclusion.
What's an example of facts?
Oh, 40% more people use this product than any other product.
Right.
Kind of facts like that. Three out of four dentists recommend such and such.
Research shows, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
When you say facts, what you're really talking about are third-party authorities, third-party experts, that kind of thing. Proof
well,
sources. We used to call them proof sources, Rob.
That's you're alluding to point number four already, but yes.
I'm sorry.
The reasoning is simple. Your customer is not a moron. She's your friend, and you mm-hmm. insult her intelligence if you assume a couple of adjectives and a little slogan or a jingle is going to convince her to buy your product. She needs to make an informed decision, and that means give her plenty of facts.
There was a time in Madison Avenue world when you could jingle your way into their hearts and their pocketbook. Those days are gone.
I'm not suggesting that isn't still helpful, because jingles do serve as reminders. All you have to hear is that little bit of a jingle, and you immediately associate the advertisement with that product. But that's only for reminder advertising. That doesn't mm-hmm. sell it in the first place.
All right. Rob, I need your website, please.
RobertGrady.com, and Grady is GREDE.
All right, folks. We're talking about tips, advertising writing tips. I'm enjoying the fact that we're blending. We're we're starting out with fundamentals, and we're recognizing how the fundamentals have morphed a little bit. We've got more of these after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.